Assembly time at Wesley College, a South Dublin Methodist-run secondary school. Wesley is one of 56 fee-paying schools in the Republic. All are state-subsidised. The question is, what pain might the budget inflict on private schools?
There are some very, very rich Protestant schools, typically in South Dublin, and not all of their pupils would necessarily be traditionally from the Protestant community. And there are some very, very poor Protestant schools, typically in isolated rural areas.
That's the Minister for Education, Rory Quinn.
And we are literally at the point of looking at what would the impact be if we were to try and reduce the allocation of resources to those schools.
Fee-paying schools in total receive some €100 million a year from the Exchequer. It's used to fund teacher salaries. The principal of Wesley College, Christopher Woods, does not fear a cut in that funding. He's worried about larger class sizes.
What we really fear is that year by year there will be a smaller increase in the pupil-teacher ratio so that no new state-paid teachers will be appointed in Protestant fee-charging schools. Irrespective of what the decisions of individual schools, the face of Protestant secondary education in the Republic would be changed forever.
The Republic's private education structure is a legacy from the 1960s.
This was put in place because Protestant schools didn't have the benefit of a celibate religious workforce. But like, nor does the Catholic system anymore. Teachers are paid by the state. So I don't believe that Protestant schools should get double funding. I believe that if Protestant schools, if any fee-paying school, wants to encourage diversity, they should drop their fees and go into the free scheme.
That's the journalist Victoria White, whose father, Jack White, wrote the 1974 book on Protestants in the Republic entitled Minority Report.
My father was very concerned for the survival of the Protestant minority because he was concerned for the survival of minorities. He felt that it was important that there would be diversity. My concept of diversity is completely different. My father could not have possibly imagined an Ireland in which there would be Poles emigrating to work. The Protestant community is not what diversity is about in this society.
Of the 56 fee-paying schools in the Republic, 20 are of a Protestant ethos. And cuts, Christopher Wood says, would result in the removal of schools of choice for a minority population.
We don't want a subsidy for being different. We simply want to be treated the same as our Catholic neighbours. We would like to have the same pupil-teacher ratio as the majority of Catholic schools have. I would say that the higher pupil-teacher ratio on Protestant schools is a punishment for being different. If we were the same as the other schools, we wouldn't have this discriminatory treatment.
A claim the Minister for Education denies.
There's no discrimination, as far as I'm concerned. We have to balance our books over time. We're not doing that at the moment. And we're literally looking at everything that we can. So that's the kind of space that we're looking at, and no decision as yet has been made. But it's done entirely on financial grounds. We cannot discriminate negatively or positively on grounds of religion. It's actually prohibited in the Constitution of the Republic.
My father also believed that no minority in similar political situation to the Irish ascendancy as such had ever been as well treated as the Irish Protestant by the Irish Republic. The needs of Protestants there's been an attempt to meet them constantly since the foundation of the state. And actually it has led to a lot of entrenched privilege, in my view.